Masechet Shavuot, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Aleph, another Avera that a person would have to bring a Korban Hatat Ole Veyored, that the price would change, or what they actually would bring would change based on their wealth, is a person who swears a Shavuot Ha'edut. He swears falsely in a situation where he's being summoned to court. If there's a disagreement between two people about money, and one of the people involved asks witnesses to come testify on behalf, the information that they have would help him win the case. Those witnesses are obligated to come testify in front of the Beit Din. If they deny knowing the facts and then they swear that they don't know anything, and then it's revealed that they do, they have to bring Korban Hatat Olev Yored to be mechaper, to atone for the false testimony that they gave when they swore that they didn't know anything. We call this a Shevuat Ha'idut, a oath of testimony. If the people are swearing that they don't know anything, then the Torah obligates them in a Korban Hatat Ole Veyored. This problem is only about somebody who had the ability to testify. It's not about knowing the testimony. It's if he had the ability to testify and he didn't. Here we're going to talk about who could become obligated to bring this Korban for Shevuat Ha'edut and who cannot. Mishnah says, Shevuat Ha'edut, the law of the swear of testimony. Noheget ba'anashim ve'lo benashim. It applies to men who are eligible to testify in Beit Din, but not to women who are not eligible to testify in Beit Din. We learn this out from the Pasuk. It says, Ve'hu ed. So we learn from here that it's Bera'ui l'ha'ida ketubin debit. Only somebody who's worthy of becoming an ed. A woman is not allowed to give testimony, as we learn out from the Pesukim. Ve'amedu shene anashim. Two men stand up to testify. Anashim ve'lo nashim. Men and not women. Ve'hokin ve'lo bekrovin. It applies to people who are not relatives of those people who are involved in the litigation. If they're not relatives, they're able to testify. But kerovim, but relatives of those involved in the disagreement over here, who are not allowed to testify, because family is not allowed to testify, would not be part of Shevuat Ha'edut. Bekesherim velo bepsulin. This applies to people who are qualified to testify, they're kosher people, but not to people who are unkosher and would be disqualified from testifying because of averot that they've done, or because they gamble, or because they're involved in shady business. Those types of people are not allowed to testify in a Beit Din, so they would not be involved over here. Ve'ena noheget ela b'de'uyin l'ha'id, and it applies to only people who are eligible to testify. If people are not who are not eligible to testify, they would not qualify for what we're talking about. They're not required to bring a korban because they would not have the ability to testify anyway. Bifnei Beit Din v'shelo bifnei Beit Din m'pi atzmo, whether he is in front of a Beit Din or not in front of a Beit Din, when he makes this swear of testimony, as long as he says, I swear that I do not know any testimony for you, in that case, he would be obligated. M'pi acharim. But if the witnesses don't say anything, these people who are they're trying to get testified, they don't say anything, they just deny what was thrown at them. For example, let's say somebody tells them, I am giving you a swear that you come to me and testify for me, and they simply respond, we don't know any testimony, we don't know anything. But they don't have those words, we swear, then in that case, they would not be obligated in Hayavin al Shechperu Bahen Bebet Din. They wouldn't be obligated to bring Korban Hatat until they deny the testimony in court. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. But Hachamim disagree. Hachamim omrim, ben mepi atzmo, uben mepi acharim, en al hayavin al shechperu bahen beit din. Say Hachamim, whether the person swore from his mouth, or whether it was thrown at him from other people, en al hayavin, the witnesses are not obligated to bring a korban, al shechperu bahen beit din, until they deny the knowledge of the testimony in court, in beit din. So, according to the opinion of Hachamim, everything has to be in front of a Beit Din that swear that they don't know anything, that they refuse to testify, has to be done in front of Beit Din.